Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
See what we can do about making this a good day for you, making it a better day. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Victoria Keeman, who's here as part of the DJV gang. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer's on vacation this week, so it is up to us to continue with the fight for truth, justice, and the American way. That was the introduction to what television show?
Is that Captain America?
No, Superman. The original television show. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. And then the announcer goes off into the wonderful world of Superman. What mild-mannered reporter. Isn't it ridiculous that I can remember this stuff from when I was like 12 years old? that was a lot of stuff.
Was that from the TV show?
Yeah.
Superman,
the TV show,
that
was around in the 50s. George Reeves. Mm-hmm. There was always the conversation about the Reeves name being associated with Superman, because George Reeves was the first Superman on television. He actually, the first Superman was a guy named he was actually the guy living in Boston, and he was the model, actually, that was used to create the look of Superman. His last name was Kyle. I knew his daughters. I actually knew him. He ran some gyms in the Boston area, but I can't remember his first name. Huh. At any rate, Superman was somebody that, as a kid, we all looked up to Superman.
Was that a weekly show like Batman was?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that's
cool. It was the same genre as Batman. Maybe Batman was a little longer, started in the 60s. Superman was around the 50s. But it was really...
The only thing I know a little bit about that is, do you remember when Ben Affleck played George Reeves? In
yes.
that movie about his life, like sort of the legacy of Superman. I thought that was a really good movie.
It was.
I think he killed himself, right, George Reeves?
He did. Yes, he did kill himself.
Very sad.
He couldn't get another role. He came along in Hollywood and played all kinds of things. Then he was cast as Superman, and after the show was over, he couldn't get a job acting because he was too identified. Everybody knew him as Superman. That was in the days when there wasn't a lot of selection, so everybody was watching. If you had a television set, you were watching pretty much the same shows. And, after you get out of that, the casting director said, well, you're Superman. What else can you do? And that was the end of it. He was a young 40-something, or other, if I remember correctly.
Kind of like James Bond, right? I think that might be the only role that kind of gets stereotyped now.
To play James Bond?
If you're James Bond, it's kind of hard to ever see anyone as anything other than Bond.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Sean Connery broke out of it well. I don't know that
later
Roger
on
Moore did.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think
right.
Roger Moore ever really did. George Lazenby, look at his career. He did one Bond movie, and that was it. He never did anything again.
No, right, exactly. And a lot of people think that was quite a good movie. Diana Rigg was in that.
It was a good movie.
His wife.
It's the only one where he gets married. It was actually sweet. I liked that movie.
Right. Although Daniel Craig has come close to getting married in, I think, the third or fourth installment that he was in. Young lady whose name the big eyes, that's all I remember about her. I don't remember what her name is, but he avenges her later on in the movie. Anyway, how do we get off onto this? I was trying to come up with ways that
George Reeves, love, Superman. That's how that started.
Well, we're talking about
truth, justice, and the American way.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes. So as we get back to reality here on the DJV program and understanding what COVID is doing, continuing to take its toll on you, your life, your family's life, your work life, perhaps your company, because a lot of these, I talked to some of our advertisers that we have here, and these, whether they're big or they're small, the mom-and-pop restaurants that we all know that have had to go out of business, and even if they're open now, they limit capacity. And we know that Disney has laid off another 28,000 employees. The radio business is full of layoffs, and in a sense, I suppose it's good for this program and programs like it because the stations don't have to have employees of their own. And there's good and bad to that. I understand that. For years, people, I remember when I first started doing this of somebody on a local station that I met at a conference was about to punch me in the mouth because putting my program on cost his job. You cost me. I remember the guy. Came right up to me and says, "You're Stefan, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You cost me my job." And I didn't have a retort to that at the time. I don't even know if I'd have if somebody approached me right now and said the same thing to me, if I would have a retort to it. It just is, you know, kind of the way it is. I didn't cause the situation. I just I made something accessible that helps in the situation, if that's what you would like. The COVID situation expanded upon now. There's a new updated bill, a relief bill. But with the discussion, one of the things that came out of the debate was the discussion of unemployment and the fact that we only have, 8% unemployment, which is really amazing. I don't know that there's any one person responsible for it, as one would like to take credit for it, but it is really pretty amazing, although I know a lot of people that are hurting.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't, you know, that eight, whatever that means.
Yeah.
So this next bill is worth $2.2 trillion, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Reintroduce a $600 boost to unemployment benefits, another $1,200 to go to most Americans. It's scaled back. The original version that came out was the proposal was going to be, another $3 trillion or so?
Yeah, 3.4 was the original. So this is the,
right.
the negotiated 2.2. I don't know that it's going to pass because Republicans say they're not going to endorse anything that's more than a trillion. But there are some really good things in this, and this is where we kind of get lost with these numbers. This is the HEROES Act. This is the updated version. One of the things that actually, we're all music fans here, and we all love to go to live concerts and things like that, and we know how much, how concert venues and the employees of those venues are
wiped
destitute.
Out.
So part of this new HEROES Act authorizes $10 billion in grants for independent concert venues, producers, promoters, talent representatives, and essentially what it will do, it allows venues to use that money to cover their rent, the mortgage, utilities, insurance, and other expenses. See, what happened was, and this is, I know it's all hindsight, at the time everyone was scrambling to try to get help for everyone, but the problem with the PPP is those loans were to guarantee that they would keep employees. But the problem is concert venues didn't have any employees if there were no concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't allowed to use that money to cover the mortgage, utilities, things like that. This new addition to the HEROES Act will allow them, it doesn't have to go to payroll. Because if you don't have anyone on the payroll, then these venues were just closing because they couldn't illegally use that money for anything other than payroll. And so this is, to me, this is an important distinction. This is a bipartisan bill that came from John Cornyn, from a Republican from Texas, and Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota. So the two of them work together. This is called the Save Our Stages Act, and this is part of the updated HEROES Act. I hope that, like I said, we're all music fans, and we know how I have friends in the music business who are, roadies and things like that, and they're just, it's just a horrific, horrifically bad time for so many people. So
yeah.
I hope that something gets passed. I know Mitch McConnell has been pretty hard-lined with that $1 trillion, but it just isn't. And also in this new bill adds a lot of airline bailouts as well.
That's my point. The airline business will go out of business. There isn't one airline, no matter who's running it, no matter what their thing is. They will all go out of business, and the government can't afford, never mind the people that will be on unemployment, they can't afford to shut down the transportation network for they justify it by saying the planes are carrying the mail, and there's a certain amount of justification to that, but it's too important now. They've allowed the train network, the rails are not carrying passengers like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a big rumble, frankly.
Yeah. I mean, we're the only developed nation at this point dealing with COVID. We're the only nation who has not bailed out our airline industry yet.
Yeah.
All the
yeah.
other European industries in China,
Asia,
of the
airlines, many of the airline companies in Europe belong to the governments. All right, in a moment here on the DJV program, the new advisor on the virus gets a scrutinizing, maybe not particularly positive. We'll talk about that. Don't forget our various programs. I was talking about the shows that we have on the air, the American Family Farmer Show every week, which highlights things going on to help improve farms and families and food, the relationship they have, your Hidden Power show and podcast. If you want to discover the power of your dreams, you'll want to listen to that most recent podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, one more bit of COVID info. Apparently, the president's newest advisor, Scott Atlas, is not somebody that Fauci wants to work with. Apparently, Fauci said that Atlas was giving the president information that's taken out of context or incorrect. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the first time that's happened, is it?
But the CDC director, Robert Redfield, was overheard on a flight. This was kind of embarrassing for him because he was an NBC News reporter was on the flight with him and overheard him on the phone saying that Atlas was telling Trump the wrong information and that it was just all false and that he was giving Trump misleading information. And then the story broke. And so now it's kind of like the cat's out of the bag. Yeah, I don't know. He's a neuroradiologist. His background is not infectious disease virology.
Right.
Yeah.
Young people 12 to 17 years old are infected with COVID at twice the rate of children 5 to 11.
Yeah, they're more social. That makes sense.
Yeah, right.
They're out with their friends.
So one wonders what they'll keep elementary schools open and close the high schools. I hope that's not the case, but who knows at this point. 21 at the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I think this is supposed to be a reality check on PARTY, right?
I don't know.
I think so. Jennifer Lopez, front and center musically here at 23 after the hour on the DJV program, our music portion of this hour of the program, with J-Lo and Maluma portraying star-crossed lovers in their new double video for Patty and Lonely. The video opens up with Patty, where Lopez is a billionaire who's living the lavish life while Maluma serves as her bodyguard. They are singing in Spanish. Is this one of those things for the short network, or that short, what do they call it? Quibi?
Oh, Quibi? No, but you know what? I watched the double video yesterday, and it could have been. It's really, it's beautifully shot, and it's like kind of like a mini movie. Yeah.
All right. We're listening. Is this Patty? Let's hear. I want to hear Lonely. Phil? Don't like that. I like Patty, but I don't like this. Anyway, yeah, you like it.
Well, it anyway, continues the story.
Yeah, right. Pick up the couple are in bed as they are raided by the FBI, take her into custody. She discovers her bodyguard lover is also an FBI agent. Lopez and Maluma will co-star in a film called Marry Me. The two singles will be featured on the film's soundtrack. I think she's quite a... The Marry Me movie is Owen Wilson, isn't it? So he's the better of the two Wilson brothers, as far as I was concerned. The other one is...
I like Luke Wilson in certain things.
I'm sorry. The other way around. Sorry.
Oh, the other way
Luke
around,
Wilson
yeah.
is the one. Yeah, Owen Wilson yeah. is a waste of time.
Well... Jennifer Lopez and Maluma, if they're going to do a movie together, you can see, if you see the video, for the double video for this, they have incredible chemistry. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see them
A-Rod
together acting in a movie.
A-Rod, can I have a problem here?
You know, watching the video, I don't know. They look, they have some really hot chemistry.
There you go. All right, next up at 25 and change at the hour on the music portion here of the DJV show. In this hour, my attention to Jewel continues. I always thought that she was been a couple of days with her doing this program back 5-6 years ago. And I just I liked her a lot. She's very likable. She shared a previously unreleased demo of her hit You Were Meant for Me from 1996, set to appear on the 25th anniversary edition of her debut album Pieces of You, which is coming out in November. The demo has a much more, I guess it's raw. Is that the final product is smoother? But the demo has just her voice and a guitar. Is that what we're listening to here?
Yep.
Yeah, song has a great message. Joining Jewel on the demo is her longtime friend, co-writer Steve Poltz, who's got a bit of backup in this. The 25th anniversary edition of Pieces of You will be released in several formats, each with a variety of bonus material. The most comprehensive package will be a four-disc box set that comes with the remastered original album, a disc of rarities, B-sides, disc of live recordings from Jewel's 1994 Interchange Coffee House sessions. The collection will also come with new liner notes featuring fresh insights from Jewel, plus lyric poetry and rare photographs. There'll also be two CD and four LP vinyl editions of the Pieces of You reissue, each with the original remastered album and a selection of outtakes. So
boy,
there you
I
go.
Feel here. Old. 25th anniversary of this album. Yeah.
To mark the release, the re-release, she'll perform the album in its entirety on a special live stream concert scheduled for late November around Thanksgiving. So there it is. Story from Jewel at 28 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
A SIM swap scam, or SIM splitting, SIM jacking, or SIM hijacking, is an increasingly common type of smartphone fraud, where scammers are using two-factor authentication, a text message sent to your phone, in order to defraud you. We asked cybersecurity expert Tony Anscombe about SIM swapping.
In your phone, you have a SIM card, but unfortunately, cyber criminals have clicked on that they can go into a phone shop or contact your carrier and ask for a new SIM card, and there's very little verification that the phone companies do. They put that in a new device and suddenly your phone becomes deactivated.
So what can you do about it?
Don't think of your phone as a phone anymore. Think about all the identity verification you do through your phone. Your SMS messages from your bank. You can reset all your online passwords through your phone. It's actually an identity verifier.
More info is at ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 84, the nays are 10. The bill is passed.
Just hours before funding was to run out, the Senate has aligned with the House, approving a measure that will keep the government running through December 11th. The bill now heads to President Trump for his signature. Over in the House, a new round of coronavirus aid has been postponed to allow more talks with the Trump administration on a more bipartisan plan. Earlier, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell expressed frustration that the package has been stalled again.
I've made it clear, and my colleagues have as well, that we would like to see another rescue package. We actually had a vote on one that included, by the way, coverage for pre-existing conditions just a few weeks ago. Every single Democrat prevented us from moving forward with that bill.
This is USA Radio News.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Former FBI Director James Comey has defended his actions to investigate possible links between the Trump 2016 presidential campaign and Russian operatives. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee as part of its oversight into the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, Comey disputed assertions by Trump, Republican senators, and Attorney General William Barr that the probe was unfounded and politically motivated. Comey said that the probe eventually resulted in nearly 200 criminal charges and dozens of indictments or guilty pleas after being taken over by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Republicans have long criticized the inquiry. The Trump administration declared invalid 2 of 4 surveillance warrants related to former campaign advisor Carter Page after Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz outlined 17 inaccuracies in 3 applications filed under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. In 2018, the president directed the department to declassify text messages sent by Comey and former FBI officials Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Justice Department official Bruce Orr. Committee Chair Senator Lindsey Graham repeatedly pressed Comey on why Page was targeted for surveillance, despite the emergence of exculpatory information. Senator Patrick Leahy criticized Graham's handling of the hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Good stuff happening here on the DJV program. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through what's happening, what's out there, and what isn't. Very interesting as to what's trending. There always are trendy stories, whether they be local stories or regional stories, national stories, international stories. The local trend here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, Victoria, is the process for renaming an elementary school. My wife taught at a school that was named after President Woodrow Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But because he was a proponent of segregation, Framingham has decided, the mayor has decided, and I get where she's coming from, given who she is and what she is and where she's come from. She grew up in Bedford-Stuyvesant in New York City. She's black and has a real kick on diversity, but she's going about it, some say, in the wrong way. She continually is focusing on the number of white people working for her, which seems kind of racist in a manner of speaking to me. It's a reverse racism, whatever you call it. But I do think that scrutinizing Woodrow Wilson, I never thought he was much of a president anyway. He was kind of a whoopsie.
Well, Princeton University, Framingham's not alone. He went to Princeton University. He was the president of the college before it was a university. So they've renamed that school. I forget what they renamed it, but it's no longer the Woodrow Wilson public.
It's called the Not Woodrow Wilson School any longer. Yeah, right.
Well, and the other thing is, I don't know, Monmouth University, which is where I went, and here in New Jersey, Woodrow Wilson's summer home was the building that I took all of my classes in as an English
really?
Major. And so I'm wondering, and it's called Wilson Hall. That is the name of the actual home, though. If you ever saw the original Annie, you know, the Annie movie that came out in the 80s?
Oh, yes.
It was all filmed there. Daddy Warbucks' mansion is Wilson Hall at Monmouth University. And so it's just absolutely stunning. Every classroom had this, had a gold leaf fireplace
ornate.
And marble.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just real. It's a really beautiful building. But I wonder if they're going to rename it. It seems kind of like, since it was his home and they called it the Summer White House, I don't know that they would rename it, but I'm sure it's been up for debate.
Yeah. All right, some good stuff. This is very interesting. Jennifer's not here to discuss it, but I think we can make our way through it. With Governor Newsom in California signing a bill into law, Victoria, that makes it illegal for first responders to take photos at an accident scene or a crime scene for any purpose other than an official law enforcement purpose. The Kobe Bryant Act, after the photos that were shared, the crash that killed Kobe and his daughter and those other folks in January, the guy who's the sheriff of L.A. County is just a flat-footed boob. He said eight deputies took photos, graphic photos. He ordered them. They were put up online. But why why would you have people working for you that are that callous? Once again, I focus on who's being hired.
Somebody from the crime scene sent the pictures to TMZ. That's how I found out that Kobe had died.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ridiculous. And so Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's widow, she's the one who has already, she sued Los Angeles County over those photos being shared.
Yeah.
Now the fines are, I guess it's $1,000 per offense. But, you know, I don't know. And I feel sorry for Vanessa for many reasons, obviously. She lost her husband and her daughter. It's a horrific tragedy. But
the
she
way
also
she learned
that,
about it, she saw the photos. Yeah.
But that's, and what she's most afraid of, are her other kids someday seeing those photos, you know? And those photos, this is a graphic crime scene or accident scene. And so she doesn't want her, you know, those pictures are still out on the Internet. And once something's on the Internet, it's there
doesn't
forever.
Doesn't go away. Nope. Does not go away. General Mills has some good news if you're a stockholder or if you like their cereal. If you're among the people who right this moment are eating something, let's see here, Cheerios, for example. He's feeling his Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios. You remember that ad? Or am I showing my ad? You remember that ad, right?
I do not.
You don't? Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, come on.
No, I know the little B. No, I don't. The little B for Honey Nut Cheerios. That's what I grew up with.
We
bee.
We grew up, I guess, maybe this is when I was growing up. I forget when it was popular, but the jingle was, we're feeling our Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios.
You're on a jingle kick lately.
Any
sure
yes,
audience
I
has noticed.
The audience, yes. Sales hit $4.3 billion this year. Wow, that's up about 10% from last year. What else is there? Yoplait, that's their brand. Mm-hmm. Annie's, which
all
is a
stuff.
Okay, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. A green giant? Ho, ho, ho. There's another one. You know that jingle?
I know that one. Green giant. Yep, I know that one.
Yeah, that's very good. It's the first time I've heard you sing.
That was hardly singing, but okay. No, you're generous.
General Motors, good, Doug. Excuse me, how about I try General Mills? Has pet brands as well. Convenience stores not doing as well. Food services not doing as well. But at the grocery, well, I think it makes sense because nobody could find any other kind of food. So a lot of people are just eating cereal.
Well, and a lot of people are not commuting right now. And kids are, you know, kids are not eating breakfast at school. People aren't commuting and eating in their cars or grabbing something, you know, once they get to the office. So that this is in tandem with milk sales going way up, too.
Yep.
So sales of milk and cereal, you know, when you look around, cereal for the most part is pretty economical. And so, you know, people who are really hurting are trying to save money any way they can. And so it makes sense. You know, I don't eat cereal, but we've been eating cereal. I got some gluten-free stuff that I eat now. But, you know, I never ate cereal before the pandemic. And my husband likes cereal.
Really?
And now that he's home, he's not on a train in the morning. you know, we've been eating cereal. Yeah.
I like cereal. I've liked cereal. I've graduated from Frosted Flakes that I grew up on to some of the things. I remember buying lots of cereal when the kids were young, having different varieties of cereals around. And because we always had great fresh milk, the taste was the taste is enhanced. If you've got really good, fresh, creamy milk to put on your cereal, it does something for it. It really does.
It's such a difference. I remember I remember being probably maybe 6 years old, maybe seven, and on one of our trips to Ireland to visit my dad's family, we stayed at a bed and breakfast, and they had a cow. They had, like, a farm. It was a beautiful bed and breakfast. And so the milk was fresh from the cow, and I had only had skim milk in my life at that point. And I remember taking that first bite of cereal and just I didn't like it because it was so different from the junk that, you know, that we were drinking here in America. But later on, I developed an affinity for it. So it's hard to find really good tasting, like, actual flavor of, you know, that milk has when it's really good and good quality.
Well, but now people are going back to it, as we've talked before. One of the themes of my American Family Farmer show that I do every week, podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, because we do connect farm, food, family. This year has been a focus on eating locally, for sure. I saw something that enhanced my feeling. I've used it as a promo myself about eating locally, how people have this summer experienced eating locally produced food as much as possible. It's great for your body. Life force, I think, is what we're talking about here. And you get a lot of life force from fresh food that you don't get, obviously, from processed food, canned food, any of that stuff. So we all know that our planet needs help right now. And if you're unsure about what to do as far as food is concerned, we're at the end of the season for at least the farms in the northern climes. Hopefully the mid-south and the southern farms are going to be able to transition into winter with some really good food. Because down in the, like Florida, they get 2-3 crops. They have the growing seasons all year long. Same in California, some other places. And so we can enjoy locally produced food if we're there. And maybe we get some food that's moved from some of these farms instead of the big super ag. It's not a farm. It's a big factory. God, you know, it may be putting stuff in the ground. But when you go to the supermarket, do you look for varieties of fruits and vegetables that are local? When you are,
I do. Well, only if it's organic, you do the shopping, right?
Yeah.
Well, now that the pandemic has hit, I really am not doing grocery shopping in the store. I've only popped in for one or two items, and then, you know, I limit my time in the stores. So I've been using Instacart, and I shop from Wegmans. There's a nice Wegmans near us. They have a local section in the produce. However, just because it's local, it also doesn't mean that it's organic, and that kind of really bugs me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can buy a local tomato, okay, but I'd rather buy the organic one.
Yeah, if you can. But I think the point here is to make an effort. There are a lot of heirloom tomatoes that have been developed for regions.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of purple.
Heirloom tomatoes are wonderful.
You see purple cauliflower this year?
Yeah.
White carrots, I've seen. And even the fellow that runs, he and his wife run the local, my friends up the street here, edible flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever? Yeah, I didn't know those even existed, for heaven's sakes. In a moment, speaking of what we're getting to, the block mail-in ballot extension movement is coming around full circle. Let's talk about that a little bit. Mail-in ballots in the focus next on the DJV show.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Republicans in Pennsylvania, next door to you, Victoria, asking the Supreme Court to block an order to extend the deadline for mail-in ballots. The ruling could end up discounting votes. See, this is another can of worms.
Yep.
Damn, the courts, the business. This would be the first thing that comes that's serious to the court since Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. The Democratic Party in Pennsylvania's background asked the state court to allow mail-in ballots to be cast and counted 3 days past Election Day. The court ruled in the party's favor earlier this month, and then apparently they've changed their mind somewhat, I guess.
Well, originally they said that they had to be postmarked by the day the polls close, which
right,
is reasonable.
Which makes
and
sense.
They have to be received by 5 p.m. on November 6th.
Yeah.
So the Republicans, I guess, that's not good enough. They want to get rid of all of the extensions so that it has to be that the ballots have to already be in the hands of the ballot counters by the day of the election.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Vote in person, everybody. Just enough of this stupid
go to the polls.
Go to the polls.
Like
drop off your ballot
all
if you don't want to stand online.
Baloney. Exactly.
Yeah, enough with this.
10 before the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Continuing on now, 53 after the hour, Laura Banks is here with us for her weekly visit. Astrologer is the game, and I don't know if it's...
That's right.
I was trying
knowledge
to be...
Knowledge is the name.
There it is, yes. I wanted to come up with some poetic way here. something that rhymed. Yeah, knowledge is the game, astrology is the name, or whatever, however.
Yeah, anyway, whatever.
The bottom line is, we have entered into fall... We are now in the month of Libra or Libra, Librans, using
the
Western model. And so what is happening? What's the foundation of difference this week should we be? What are we supposed to be looking at?
Big changes going on. We have a full moon in Aries coming up October 1st, which is going to be all about what are your needs and what are the needs of others. It's a powerful time. The next 2 weeks would be looking at organization, just really structuring and moving forward with goals, health-wise, a lot of focus on getting your health together. We've also got Mars is retrograde through November 13th, which
what does that
can
mean,
kind of make us passive-aggressive. Really? We can kind of get passive-aggressive with that, Doug, so you got to be careful. And then Pluto goes
what do you mean?
Direct.
What does that mean, though, be careful? Be careful how?
Careful. Watch your behavior with people that you generally kind of have trouble getting along with that you're not passive-aggressive. Because Mars...
You mean don't tell them to go poop in their hat?
Don't say something snide out of the side of your mouth that you need to say direct. You know, like, I hate passive-aggressive people. I really do. It's one of my huge pet peeves. It's like, just say what it is, although I'm sure I'm capable of it, but you know, you just want to watch your own behavior through the cycle. You don't want to instigate problems or arguments because of that Mars retrograde. You know, we always talk about Mercury retrograde, but Mars is on a deep cycle of retrograde for
there have been a number of planets that have been in retrograde pretty much the most.
And Pluto is going direct. Pluto's going direct. Yeah, Pluto's going direct on October 4th, which is huge. It's going to be intensity around that for weeks possibly to come. Lots of strong focus on ambition and to feel empowered. So we're all in that final cycle of October where we're going to get some work done before the holidays and the end of the year and the election and God knows what. Our insects are showing up to eat the cows now. I don't know what's going to happen next. But October, you're going to have a chance to get into some very powerful work on whether it's business, make necessary changes you need to make after October 4th.
What does that mean?
What's in front of you to change? You know, what's in front of you?
Well, we always need to change. We resist it. Everybody resists
it. My focus has been on a relationship. I've been very honest about that with myself. You know, I have
the old
money desires and career desires, and I went online and I got extremely, extremely focused on meeting someone. I've met someone. My life is changing. I'm moving to Indiana to be with him for a month. What's your central focus that you're ignoring? I always tell you, Doug, I think you need love and romance in your life, and you've given up on it, and I think if you just decided to make that a focus, that it could manifest. But you had to put the past in the past.
I'm thinking about it more than
stop thinking and start doing.
It's 24 hours in a day. That one thing about relationships, it takes work and time. And you have to decide that that's what you want to give it. It's been easy in the past because I've tended to be more romantic, if that's the word you want to use, more interested. And you're right. I lost the last couple of years after getting out of being dismissed, actually, more than anything else, from a relationship that I had for a number of years. It wasn't a great relationship for me because we didn't either of us take the chance, and that was really what it required. Having a romance requires taking a chance.
But it's got to be a right fit person who, you know, like my friend Jeanette always said, don't give anyone the time of day that isn't into you. Why even think about them? You know, it's a lifeblood. It's a life force for you that when it is not there, you're not on track. So what I'm telling you and anyone who's listening is to what is the central thing you're saying I've given up on, I've resigned on, whether it's my health, my weight, my relationship with my children. But if it's romance, everyone's looking to meet someone right now. Everyone's saying that dating is so fantastic right now. Get on the internet. Go fishing.
But how can you meet them in the COVID thing? You can't.
You can meet individual people online for a date. Believe me, you're not going to get sick. If you see a woman and she likes you and you like her, you guys can go on a date.
Okay.
Share yourself.
All right. I'll take that to heart. So that's it. Laura Banks, astrologer extraordinaire here. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.